It was D-Day for the Dolphins, and they blew it. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. Out with the old and in with the almost new. Save big on a certified pre-owned vehicle from Deal VW. You got to go to DealVolkswagen.com and go to the pre-owned tab. There you can scroll down and see the great quality selection they have in CPO vehicles. Folks, they have only showroom quality vehicles, many with only one owner. You won't find a better selection of CPO VW models outside of Deal. It's like getting a new car without paying the new car price. And they're basically selling them wholesale to the public. All come with a clean Carfax vehicle history report as well. Great mileage, better prices, Jetta models, Passat models, and Tiguan models, all with Volkswagen-backed warranties. And all at the brand new pre-owned showroom. Get into a New Year's state of mind with a certified pre-owned vehicle. Celebrate 2021 with big savings, no hassle, and no fuss. Visit Deal at their brand new pre-owned showroom at 3650 Bird Road, and you'll be like thousands of happy customers saying it's all about the DEEL. Carfax vehicle history reports are based only on information supplied to Carfax. Carfax does not have the complete history of every vehicle. Nick Saban and the Dolphins brass had a decision to make in the 2005 offseason. Team would have to bring in a quarterback or continue wandering down an aimless path that began with the announcement Dan Marino was retiring in 1999. The two prime candidates were Dante Culpepper and Drew Brees. The latter was coming off a shoulder injury, and Culpepper's knees were supposedly the consistency of shredded wheat. Not sure who had the deciding voice among the Finns medical staff, but you would have to think better medical diagnosis could have come from one of those many Las Vegas ring physicians, some of whom, no doubt, were licensed the day of the fight. Miami and Saban went with Culpepper, and the rest is history. Dante, not for the lack of trying, had a more pronounced limp than Joe Namath, and did little to distinguish himself as a Dolphin, ultimately driving Saban all the way to Tuscaloosa. Brees, of course, has prospered, competing with Tom Brady for virtually every career passing record in the books, and winning a Super Bowl with the Saints while galvanizing that imperiled city with inspirational play and humanity, following New Orleans' various perils. It wasn't the first time the Finns had bypassed Brees in favor of someone else. Anyone remember watching Jamar Fletcher get toasted play after play in the Finns' secondary? That was part of the genius of Rick Spielman and Dave Wannstedt, who took Fletcher at number 26 in 2001 and felt Josh Heupel, who they grabbed in the sixth round, had more upside as a pro than Brees. Spielman, vice president of player personnel, or the VP of PP, also felt Jay Fiedler was just as good as Brees could ever hope to be. Those two monumentally bozoic decisions let Brees become a legend with the Saints. They were very much the kind of moves that have characterized Miami's long period of ineptitude in putting a consistent winner on the field. Jeff DeForest with the DeForest Files.